Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A lot of times I end up missing the forest for the trees. I was tuned into the Genesis Network yesterday listening to Jack Blood driving back to my house from the office, and he was talking about, hey, good things are happening. When will we ever hear mainstream media talking about King George and is he a dictator, and Bush having to get up on TV and say, I'm not a dictator. And, you know, is the glass half empty or half full? Yes, it's bad for Lord Bush, and yes, it's bad for the establishment at certain levels to have to come out and admit they're setting up martial law and admit that our government's becoming dictatorial. But at the same time, I think that it's just a coming out. It's a in-your-face. It's a mass conditioning so that we'll accept all of this. In fact, if you believe the polls, Bush has gone from around 30 percentage points up to 44 to 47, depending on which of the national polls. Now, that's because the average dumbed-down individual out there likes to hear some high and mighty person telling them how they're going to keep them safe. And I don't doubt that those polls are somewhat accurate. I believe they're inflated about 5%. But regardless, I mean, we have a general population in this country that does not know the basic geography, the basic history of even their local county or city or state or nation, who literally have no grasp of rudimentary basic principles that low-grade morons should have no problem grasping. And I don't say that, again, as an elitist or as in a sardonic way. It scares the living daylights out of me, but it's not taught, it's not discussed. The only place it's taught is in high-level political science, PhD level, and then it's all how to control populations. It's, yes, here's this knowledge, let's use it to enslave them. It is not, here, let's propagate this knowledge. We have the official documents going back 100 years ago where the elite talked about the American people read too much, they're too smart, they're the smartest in the world. Dumb them down, buy off the local schools and colleges, pay off all the chairs in the universities, that is, the departments. And they did it. And now we've gone from the smartest 55 years ago to the dumbest in every datum you can imagine, in every strata, in every testing, every way to test. We are the stupidest idiots ever. And so when Bush gets up in these three speeches of the last 4 days and announces that he is King Caesar, as his attorney general has already announced he is on national television and in memos back when he was chief counsel to the White House, when they do this, we really can see through the glass darkly, clearly, what's happening. But the general public has no idea. They're being bathed in. The military is going to be on the streets. These Viper teams are going to be on the streets. And then, we're going to outlaw the illegal aliens. How does that sound? We're going to arrest all of them. And they tell all the locals that. And I got family that are cops, and they're all dancing around. We're going to get the illegal aliens. And I go, have you read the legislation, you buffoon? If the illegals don't come register themselves into the system and become instantly legalized, then you can put them in a private prison for slave labor. And believe me, that's what they're openly saying they're going to do. So yeah, they'll be happy hunting on a few areas and a few of the different areas of the illegal aliens. That'll be a very small group, and that'll be paraded around on TV, and then there'll be total legalization of everyone else. And just people just cannot get this. It's in the bill. A 10-year-old should be able to decipher this. And there's all this talk about commander-in-chief. What is commander-in-chief? I mean, I hear people on the streets going, we can't question him. He's commander-in-chief. Have you read the U.S. Constitution? Have you read the articles that explain that? We will go to the founding document when we get back, and we will actually read what the manual says. The Manual for America. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com in the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
About it for a couple of weeks and never even discussed it on air. There's so many stories that get stuck in the pile and never get covered. And that is that the Texas Supreme Court a few weeks ago ruled that the property tax is unconstitutional and unlawful and is a unjust usurpation, which it clearly is. I mean, if you don't own your property, you're not in a free society. And if you got to pay a yearly rent, I mean, I've got like a $110,000 house, and the property tax is like $1,200 a year. I mean, that's ridiculous. Can you imagine these people that have got $500,000, million-dollar houses? But again, side issue, that's the kind of stuff I will cover today. Glenn Spencer from AmericanPatrol.com, one of the preeminent watchdog groups out there tracking the Washington-orchestrated illegal alien invasion, will join us to analyze this new bill. And they passed it last Friday in the House, and it's steaming on now to the Senate. And the bill is a total, complete, blanket amnesty of all illegal aliens. For 6 years, it's the same old plan Bush introduced 5 years ago, the same one he introduced 2 years ago, the same one he introduced this year. And the Democrats put up a fake fight. They do this all the time. They'll come out and we're absolutely against the Real ID Act. It's a national ID card. And then they outvoted Republicans in the Senate and the House. They almost outvoted the Republicans. And they'll come out and say, we're absolutely against this Patriot Act, and then almost outvote Republicans. It's the same thing. It's the illusion of a debate, the illusion of a process, an illusion of freedom. And now because we're demanding our freedom and the blogs and the alternative media is taking over, they're talking about just outright martial law. How's that sound? We'll just arrest you for your speech. But they've got to announce it and now sell it. And if we don't buy it, they can't get away with it. If we buy it, things will get worse. If we stand up and say no to the government, they'll stop carrying out terror attacks and back off for a time and try to re-angle on us and get another vector through their reticle. I mean, it's that simple. See, when you give in to them, they just push you. When you lean into them, they back off. It's time to just pound them into the ground, folks. It's time to pound them back under their rocks. I'm just sick of them. Bunch of criminal, inbred trash dancing all over us, making snickering jokes about how I've just had enough. All right, so that's the kind of news I want to get into, and because I'm looking at stacks of news going back to last Thursday, and frankly, we've had so many guests on, I've probably only covered about 20% of the news that's been in my stacks. And so today I'm going to attempt to abbreviate so we can get into more. That is, abbreviate my rattling, as my dad's brother used to call it when I was a kid. I'd constantly talk. He'd say, stop rattling. But you see, it actually paid off. Here I am rattling on the radio, being paid to do it. But to make a long story short, we will get into all of this. And we'll talk about the hundreds of pounds of high-grade, high-tech, explosive missing from Mexico. And we'll get into all of it today. I also have a news clip that we're going to analyze where they tell us how wonderful the Viper teams are. Now, everyone loves the Viper teams. No one is against the Viper teams. Everyone loves the Viper teams. The new federal TSA forces that are going to be on the highways and the shopping malls and the bus terminals and there, and why the local governments have asked for the Viper teams. Well, that's not true. I actually read their own press release, and I read what local governments had to say. Even some cities said, we don't want your Viper teams. They said, if you take federal money for transportation, your buses or your roads or any of your transportation, your trains, we're going to demand that you assign upwards in some cities 50 police officers to be under the orders and jurisdiction of our TSA teams. So it's exactly what we read in federal plans a decade ago. You're going to have federal forces leading local auxiliary police around in their checkpoints and Nazi Germany behavior. So that's coming up too. And the local cities do not want them. And no one asks them in. They're forcing their way in, so they lie in the piece and say that everybody loves them. Then they got some German guy who they're talking to on the street corner. He goes, well, I don't have a problem with it right now. And then they clearly cut. You could tell by the way he was talking. He was going to say, but it's kind of getting dangerous. You could tell he said, everyone loves it, which is pure baloney. I guarantee you. I can go out on the street with a camera in those very same cities and ask the exact same questions, and at least half the people are going to say, I don't like it. And they had a poll in New York about these goons, the first place they started this about a year ago, and people said they hated it. They had a poll, what was it, like 70-something percent of the city said, no, we don't like random bag searches and being shook down by these people on the subways. So it's just, in fact, do you have that clip right now? We might as well just play that now. Do you have that? There, guys. Ground control to Major Tom. Do you have that clip of the Viper teams yet? I know we had a shift change right at the beginning of the show. They'd already downloaded it for me. Do you have it there readily available? We can play that right now. Okay, go ahead. Now, let me just listen to this. It's all lies. It's all propaganda. It's all complete bull to make you be comfortable. Oh, we're going to have new federal forces controlling our local police, and everyone loves it, and the locals love it, and the locals ask them here. The locals ask them here. This is nationwide, from Texas to Detroit. Go ahead and roll it.
It is easy to see the bomb-sniffing dog as she makes her way through the Lindbergh MARTA station. And that's part of the plan. What is not so easy to see is the undercover air marshal, who is also here, just footsteps away, watching you, which is also
part of the plan.
They will act very similarly to how they act in aviation. They will be undercover. They will not really be noticed by the public. They will simply be observing. And if need be, they would interact with the public or break their cover if the situation arose.
MARTA was the first transit authority to interface with the TSA, and the police here are way ahead of the curve in the war on terror. That's why this week they're helping the Fed's new Viper team learn the ropes on the ground.
The pilot program is basically testing their ability to respond to requests from local and state agencies, particularly transportation-related agencies like transit authorities, in a case of increased threats or an actual incident.
The canines are TSA certified and have been a fixture throughout the system. Now they'll get a whole new set of eyes and ears.
We also have rail inspectors who are working with MARTA to look for security vulnerabilities, address them, so that we can make the system even more secure than it is today.
Passengers have no problem with the new Viper teams.
In Europe, there are police everywhere on these kinds of trains, but there's also not the kind of control you have here.
Up to this point, I wouldn't say I felt unsafe, and I ride, you know, twice a day. With that said, you know, how could you not feel a higher level of security?
In Buckhead, Keith Whitney, 11 Live News.
And the people just love the Viper teams. Meanwhile, the border is totally wide open, and they'll tell the public, we're going to get tough and put illegal aliens in jail for years and put employers in jail for years if they hire illegal aliens. But then they simply tell the employers, oh, have your illegal alien come and roll. It's total amnesty. Anybody who's here, anybody who can get here, it allows the federal government to instruct the big companies to fill out the paperwork so that they can pay to bring, actually ship them here, the skilled and unskilled workers. It's all in this filthy bill. And they're saying that Frist, a Senate leader, is going to tag even more into the bill. But it doesn't matter. I'll have arguments with idiot neocons on the street. You didn't think Bush would deal with them illegals. We got us a plan right now. I'm going to deal with them real good, boy. I mean, that's oh, really? Have you read the section? No, but Sean Hannity told me about it. Rush Limbaugh talked about it, and I believe him. Well, do you like always being conned? Do you like being raped? Do you like being raped psychologically? Do you like being an absolute idiot fool, being conned over and over again? It's like watching some sucker buy snake oil over and over again. It makes me sick. It's like watching people get ripped off. It's the same feeling I get, you know, when I catch the power company ripping off, you know, the entire neighborhood, and you find out everybody got double billed, and you find out it isn't a mistake, or, you know, you find out that these big cell phone companies are always doing this. But it's an even worse feeling, because these crooks have black masks and machine guns. I'm just so tired. It's the same feeling when you give somebody a 20 and they try to give you a 5 back, and then they argue with you, and you can tell it's a scam. No, you gave me a 10. You gave me a 10, and they just start laughing at you. So, but this is like the public being ripped off and loving it. I love being ripped off. I love being scammed. I'm not going to try to preach about it all day. It's just federal teams running around, and now suddenly they're announcing San Francisco, Atlanta, Miami. Oh, we're going to have police out at the malls and on the sides of the road and in the parks and just everywhere. We're just going to randomly, in these big teams, these swarm teams, we're going to swarm you and check your IDs, and then when you're scared, then give you literature and say, look for terrorists. And by the way, it's in the stack. What was it, last Friday, there was an article about how the TSA teams, a few cities said, we don't want you. And I never even covered that. You know, that was good news. And I've got to dig that out here in the stack today and cover it. One of the many things. But it said in there, the TSA, it had one of their spokesmen going, what's wrong? We just want to help you fight crime. And in a bunch of these articles, it says that. We're here to fight terrorists and crime. And then suddenly, we're just here to fight crime. Spies to fight crime. Gooning around. Because there's no real terrorist on the tubes. You can bet your bottom dollar, 90% chance, guaranteed, there's a terror attack on a train, it's going to be a government operative. Or the 10% chance, it's going to be some stupid goon who have an improvised explosive who copycatted because all the media hype.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a
I have articles here in front of me from Austin, Texas, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Knoxville, Tennessee. That's just today. With, the citizens training under federal control through the governor's offices to spot terror and fight crime by spying. Again, there's not going to be any real terrorists to fight, but see, everything is terrorism under Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act. All actions that endanger human life, that violate any federal or state law, terrorism. And they have the drug ads where you smoke marijuana, that funds Al-Qaeda. Marijuana is terror. I want to get into the commander-in-chief situation, and then we are going to come back in the next segment and get into some of the citizen spies, and then we will take your phone calls. But right now, you know, Bush, during all these speeches, keeps saying, I'm allowed to spy on you, the American people. I'm allowed to, you know, do all the things we're doing. We're allowed to fly people out of the country to foreign nations for torture because I'm the commander-in-chief. That's what Gonzalez says in the memos. He says Bush is the commander-in-chief, so he is allowed to change the Constitution, do whatever he wants. Well, that's not true. And here is the Constitution of the United States, Article 2. Article 2, Section 2, okay, 2-2. And it says, before he enter on the execution of his office, he shall take the following oath or affirmation. Okay? And it talks about how the president shall render his services, basically, to the Congress and the people, and to the states. And it goes on, Section 2, civilian power over military, cabinet, pardon power, appointments. And it explains what the commander-in-chief is. We haven't had a declaration of war since Harry Truman, because that would let the people know that Congress was the authority. It's just like a few decades before that, in the 1940s, we had the amendment to the Constitution that took our senators away. Did you know your state legislature, which you elected, that state rep had a lot of power, that local legislature, and that legislative individual, that representative that you elected had a lot of power. You know why? That state assemblyman had a lot of power. Because he or she, they would all vote in a bicameral Senate House vote at the state level, and you would pick your two senators, generally from amongst their own ranks, and send them to be U.S. senators. And believe me, when the state said jump, they said, how high, master? And because the states had the power. Well, then you had an even greater erosion where the executive didn't even want to be answering to the legislative, which is supposed to be the most powerful branch of government. It goes legislative, executive, judicial. That is the power scale, is what the Founding Fathers said and the Federalist Papers said. But, you know, who cares what the government was founded on? Let's just ignore that. But I mean, let's get into the Constitution itself. Section 2 of Article 2. The President shall be Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and of the militia of the several states when called into actual service of the United States by a declaration of war. He may require the opinion in writing of the principal officer in each of the executive departments upon any subject relating to the duties of respective offices, and he shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. He shall have power by and with the advice and consent of the Senate to make treaties, provide two-thirds of the senators present concur, and he shall nominate and by and with the advice and the consent of the Senate shall appoint ambassadors, other public ministers and councils, judges, and the Supreme Court and all other officers of the United States whose appointments are not herein otherwise provided for and which shall be established by law by the Congress may by law vest the appointment of such inferior officers as they think proper in the president's alone, in the court of law, or of the heads of departments. The president shall have the power to fill up all vacancies that may happen during the recess of the Senate by granting commissions which shall expire at the end of the next session. And then it goes on, State of the Union, convening Congress. And then it goes into more detail in earlier articles about the particular war powers and the rest of it. Bush is saying he can domestically run the country because he's commander-in-chief. He's not even commander-in-chief. They did not declare war. They gave an authorization for force if we were under WMD threat, which itself was a fraud. And that was simply for funding. And those clauses have been violated. But never does the commander-in-chief have domestic control and the power to change the Constitution. He, right before this, he has to swear an oath to not violate it. But he gets up on TV and tells you different.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Article out of WAPE TV. Knoxville citizens trained to fight terror. We'll get to that here in a few minutes. We'll take your calls. Toll free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. We do have Glenn Spencer coming on from American Patrol in the third hour to go over this new amnesty bill being billed, pun intended, for the public as a way to stop illegal aliens. And I guess if you legalize murder and don't call it murder anymore, call it happy, happy, joy, joy. Or, you know, call it whatever stupid name you wish. Just, we don't have a murder problem anymore. You know, he was happy, happy, joy-joying with that battle axe, you know, crushing that old lady's skull in. We don't have a murder problem anymore because we just ignore it. Which is what the globalists do. I mean, we're actually in civil war here in Texas. 800-plus dead, rocket attacks, car bombs going off, machine gunning deaths, cops being killed everywhere. There is a 98% blackout. There's been a few local TV pieces about it, a lot on the border. Nuevo Laredo is basically shut down. No more tourism, just totally shut down. People are moving out en masse. It's just total carnage. But, you see, they don't talk about it on the national news. So you even talk to local cops. They go, I have heard about cops getting killed. Yeah, I have heard it's dangerous. Well, do you know the numbers? No, I don't know the numbers. Dozens and dozens. Oh, really? But no, he's scared, though, when the cop walks up to your car, though. He's real scared. He's not scared of all the illegal aliens. Oh, no. It's like diseases from all the illegal aliens. the hepatitis, and it's like the food from Latin America and other places being shipped in that's been sprayed in human feces. I mean, it's a fact. That's why hepatitis is exploding. That's the main cause. It's admitted. Just type it into Google. Hepatitis found on lettuce. Hepatitis found on, just type in hepatitis found thousands of times or infected 100,000 in the last 2 years. You know, I mean, we're talking massive pandemics, ladies and gentlemen. And you, the average doctor doesn't know about it. Because, they're busy running out the door to go play golf. They're busy running off to, see their girlfriend or whatever. They're not busy being informed. So I don't know what to say anymore. You tell a doctor, hey, there's cancer viruses in the vaccines. And you mean SV40? We quit giving that polio inoculation. No, I mean all these other new vaccines that have been tested. Here's five articles in the last month. I got to go. I'm a good person. Are you saying I'm bad? No, I'm saying the stuff you're being given to give people is tainted by design. Sure it is. Well, here's a Henry Kissinger document with the CIA about how to do it. I don't want to read that junk. I'm a member of the establishment. We don't do bad. It's just, you're telling me they want to hurt us by design? Yes, they're social Darwinists. It's a population control program. They're very, very evil. Sure they are, boy. it doesn't matter if we have the facts. It doesn't matter if we have the evidence. With so many of these people, they just out of sight, out of mind. Then there's this non-existent CIA threat, this Al-Qaeda threat, and we're just running in fear. Oh, feds, take my rides. Oh, give me national ID card. Search me. Oh, put machine guns at me. Oh, have dogs bark at me. Just keep me safe from them. Al-Qaeda could be anywhere. I can tell you, people I know personally who Arabs move in next door to them, and they're like, I got Arabs living next door to me. You think they're Al-Qaeda? I've seen some suspicious stuff going on. I mean, it's just you're living in total fear. I know I harp on this, but this is central. They're directing you on what to be scared of. And I'll say it again, you better be scared of that car. That automobile sitting in your driveway or sitting out there in the parking lot right now at your business or at that company, that sucker is the number one thing that's going to kill you. It isn't the scary saber-toothed tigers that are in the back of your subconscious mind, back in your id. It isn't going to be some killer squid like in the horror movies. It isn't even going to be a man in a black mask coming to get you. They want to intimidate you with that. It isn't even going to be some street criminal. It's that car. You hurtle down the road at 80 miles an hour with other cars all around you. You drive by carnage every day, and every month you drive by dead bodies and usually don't even notice them under the blankets there on the side of the road with smashed into the vehicles. But you still do it because you've been driving your whole life. You're used to it, and they didn't tell you to be afraid of it. Just like I see these cops hanging their hind ends out in the highway when they're giving somebody a ticket. But they're sure scared of the general population because they were told to be scared of us because they were giving briefings to be scared of us. But they're not scared of hanging their hind end out on I-35 like complete nutcases. When more cops get killed every year getting run over and in car accidents than they do getting shot by bad guys. But you're not afraid of that because the briefing didn't tell you to be afraid of it. You see, you're fools. I'm talking about the people that are just willfully ignorant. But I'll tell you what you should be afraid of. Governments last century conservatively killed 250 million people. I mean, now even the communist Chinese official government says they killed 70 million. I've never said that. Their official government documents say that now, but make excuses for it. 70 million! Hitler! 35 to 40 million people. Stalin, 55 million. Pol Pot, 2.4 million. Unbelievable numbers. Fidel Castro, at least 300,000. The list goes on and 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 on. Right wing, left wing, but they all wear black uniforms. They all wear black masks. They all stomp around in military insignias. They all call themselves commanders in chiefs. They all are controlled by a bunch of central banks that are bigger than any government. who are trying to weaken all governments, trying to destroy all strong countries. They'll put dictators in to do that. This is what's happening. I have to sit here and watch it. The classical paradigm, the classical signature, the classical textbook takeover. Watching our entire nation, all of our families and our treasure and our ideas and our culture sliding in to this real world lake of fire, this tyranny, just burning down our institutions, burning down our structures, smashing thousands of years of culture, dumbing us down into gibbering, chirping, monkey-like creatures. I have to watch them ripping apart minds and putting them back together. I have to watch them just destroying everything decent. I have to watch them exterminating us in mass. I have to watch them pulling all of this baloney. And then I got to see these snickering, foolish morons, the yuppies, the trendies, the liberals, the yippies, the hippies, the good old boys, all of you feeling so good and secure, so self-centered, you couldn't spend 5 minutes to save yourself. Oh, just a note, because I keep forgetting to do this. I'm getting, I don't know, I mean, some days it's got to be 50-something emails. Hey, your internet stream keeps cutting out. Hey, it's annoying. Hey, it's a problem. Hey, I missed part of that interview because that happened. All I can tell you is that that's not my servers. That's the Genesis servers, and they're upgrading them and fixing them sometime this century. But if you simply go to Infowars.com, I have added 2,200 streams, and that's just for starters. You want more, you'll get them. 2,200 supplemental, continuous streams at Infowars.com that are mine. And then if those ever go down, which they don't with the servers we've got, if those go down, then it automatically rolls over to another backup group of streams. And then it automatically rolls over to another backup of streams. And I may just get obnoxious and add even more backups. Would you like 10? How does that sound? Is that lavish enough for you? Because we're in the info war, and our business is waking people up and fighting the New World Order, and we are victims of our own success. Our server's crashing because of just amazing amounts of people trying to get in, and that is the network servers trying to get in and listen to that. So I just took the bull by the horns, and you know, we didn't flounder. We took action and put this up for you. So stop. Please don't send me emails saying, and I know new people tune in 5 minutes. They won't hear the announcement, so I'll still get your email if the Genesis stream, you know, hiccups for 5 minutes today. You can go to Infowars.com, and I've supplied it. And we're going to beef it up, and we've already been doing podcasting forever with our best interviews for a long time. And now we're going to add vodcasting very soon in the new year, by the middle of the next month. It's video casting to your video pods. And we're just doing so much. And I tell you, I'm so excited to not just Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Those sites haven't just exploded and climbed in their ratings on Alexa.com, other places that track that, to being bigger than most major city newspapers in readership. But our other smaller sites like Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.tv, you know, the sheer visitors there is just explosive and staggering. So it feels so good to know that we're actually reaching people and actually getting the word out, and that this message is resonating with you. And I want to thank all of the listeners that have supported us. I want to thank all the listeners that have gotten the videos and the books on tape and the T-shirts, because all of that gets the word out. All of that communicates the message of resistance and defiance to tyranny. And everything our founding fathers and mothers, for that matter, stood up for. So you are living the second 1776, and I salute you. And we are up to date. We are shipping the last few days on the day the orders come in. That is, to be specific, let's say you ordered last night, your order goes out today. Okay, or let's say you ordered yesterday, your order went out yesterday. We are shipping same day. And now it's UPS ground. I can't guarantee you it's going to get to your place before Christmas. In most areas, it takes 3 or 4 days. So, yes, you still will get it on Saturday. UPS is shipping on Saturday. But you may not. Regardless, go to InfoWars.com. Let's say you've already got Martial Law. You've already got The Order of Death, my new film. You've already got Codex Magica. Go there. Enter your cousin's address and information and put in the comment section that you want this comment passed on to them. We'll print it off and put it in there as a message. And we will mail it to your cousin or your grandma or your pastor back home. You know, you've moved and you want to send it to your pastor. You've got his or her address. You've got that information. Why not send it? Or why not send it to your professor? You've been out of college 3 years and you want to send it back to your professor. Why not send it to his department as a gift? Why not give it to your neighbor across town? It will get to them. And it's always fun to get those presents that come 2 or 3 days after Christmas. It's like a second Christmas, and I'm committing a thought crime saying Christmas, but I'll Christmas. These are the last few days where you can be able to get it to them on or around Christmas. Also, until the first of the year, we're running a PrisonPlanet.tv deal where we did the math. It's 5.3 months free. Normally, you get 3 months free. When you get a yearly subscription, we have monthly subscriptions, a great deal, $5.95 to PrisonPlanet.tv. All of my videos, a bunch of other documentaries, my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, my best audio interview from the show. I mean, there's thousands of pieces of media there now, and it just gets bigger all the time. PrisonPlanet.tv, you normally get 3 months free, or right under 3 months. Now you get over 5 months free. You know, almost half a year free until the first of the year. When you get a PrisonPlanet.tv yearly membership, take advantage of it. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. And by the way, we just upgraded the servers again. So it's really downloading and streaming fast now. Go try it out. It's always been doing pretty good, but sometimes, say, at like 8 o'clock at night at peak times, it was slowing down. So we beefed it up and then beefed it up again, and now it's really flying. But you know what? We're not going to stop there. We're going to go ahead and beef it up next month and add a peer server, you know, those double load balance servers, some of the slickest stuff out there to try to supply you properly. You know, we're learning here and just getting better and better going into our second year with PrisonPlanet.tv. But again, go to the online bookstore to get hard copies of the books and videos at InfoWars.com. You can order right there or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, now, I mean, these are the type of articles, and they all sound nice and innocuous, but we've had video cameras inside these meetings, and it's in the articles. Again, I've got them from Texas, I've got them from Tennessee, I've got them from Colorado, I've got them from New York. I've got them going back 4 years. Even before 9/11, I've got them 5 years ago. And they come in and they go, we're going to fight terrorists. Terrorists are deadly. Terrorists are evil. But what supports terrorists? What ties down the police while they're trying to fight the terrorists? Let me tell you. They gave a presentation 2 years ago, Homeland Security did in Austin. This is exactly what they said. We heard clips on the TV show because the Ritters were there and got footage of it. And Jimmy Ritter and Chris Ritter, his wife. And on that tape, they go, we're fighting terror. But when the police are tied down fighting criminals, that aids terrorists. So we need you to help us fight crime. See, it's always the same. Crime. And it's in these articles. We're fighting crime. For the first time in America, the governor's office of Homeland Security is training a select group of people in Knoxville on how to better track terrorist activity. Oh, kind of like you fired the head of the cable company because you said there was a new world order. Is that how you fight terrorists? With help from the help from Department of Homeland Security, the state office is teaching civilians. Oh, military terminology. See, we're civilians. But the mayor, he's an official. It's all military terminology, and Bush is the commander-in-chief. All martial law terminology. How to use a terror tracking program called the Homeland Security Information Network. It's terror training for the average citizen. Under close watch from the Department of Homeland Security, a select group of civilians nominated by Knoxville police, little toadies, are learning how to better track terrorist activity. Ann LaCava is one of the civilians enrolled in the training. I think the big thing is people are realizing that civilians can play a part. LaCava I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It's one of 35 civilians, not citizens, civilians, in Knoxville getting a crash course in Homeland Security Information Network. Excuse me. Still under the weather here. Okay, cough button. In a network already used widely by law enforcement across the country. If you see anyone doing something that is not a normal thing, see, not normal, now we have a place to take that info. And, of course, they added the tattletale number 311 and or 411 and pass it on to someone else and let them determine if it's a threat of any kind. See, a threat of any kind. And the citizen terror tracker, a terror tracker. That sounds like what they had over in East Germany, a terror tracker. Well, we got our terror trackers assigned to the Viper teams. If a citizen terror tracker sees something out of ordinary, they can log on to a network and fill out a secure online document. Oh, boy. Then a link is established with local law enforcement agencies across the United States. So just rumors are now, and they can use some little tattletales rumor to get a national alert going. They can't get fake intelligence from the NSA or the CIA or the FBI. Well, we'll just get little do-gooders to do it for. John Sterling, another student in training, says the network is an invaluable tool in the war on terror. It does enhance our community sharing ability by putting everyone on the same proverbial sheet of music. And then it goes on into it. This is so un-American. This drives a stake through our heart, you traitor.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Trash. I mean, the federal government writing up these plans, Bush swearing an oath to the Constitution. Most of the people joining these are just little do-gooder, well-meaning people. And they have no idea, they have no sense of history, no connection to reality. And they want to go, quote, hip. Well, I've seen the in the role players with the Marines. They even have these little local tattletale role players in the drills they do to help confiscate our guns. So that was before 9/11. So we do have one of these individuals from Knoxville, part of the well, here it is, Tennessee is part of six states chosen to conduct the first set of citizen training classes. That's not true. I have AP reports from 2 weeks after 9/11, up in New Jersey. The majority of citizens in the training session are volunteers with Knoxville Police. Others came from neighborhood watch programs around the city. The governor's Office of Homeland Security says more training sessions are planned in the near future. So we'll be talking to one here in a few minutes, supposedly. That should be interesting, shouldn't it? Jeff in New Jersey, go ahead. You're on the air. Okay, let him go. Let's go on to, you know what? I said Jeff in New Jersey. It was Jim in New Jersey. Jim, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, Jim. Go ahead, sir.
I got a question about the Constitution.
Yes.
I don't understand how it's legally binding on anyone. Did anyone ever, no one ever signed it, no politician, not me or you? Like, how is it binding on anyone?
Well, that's what Alberto Gonzalez says. He says that Bush is just a king, and that's why they're now openly saying that, because the memos say he is absolute ruler over us all. There is no law, because he is the law. And, well, you see, it's like when a city incorporates. It's the rules, and it's the law, sir. And so the very system that incorporated the federal government and the state governments says that murder is illegal because we fought a revolution. We created a government. And our representatives of the 13 colonies went to Philadelphia and hammered this out, sir. And so it is binding because we voted for it and our forefathers voted for it, and we have. It has been our heritage and what we do, just like it's our heritage that murder is illegal and bribery is illegal. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, isn't every law just some guy's opinion that's backed by a gun?
Yeah, well, you can say that, but I mean, we're going to have governments, we're going to have laws, and so you can just run around. I mean, try going out and committing a murder and see, and just see what happens. So a rule of law in a republic, it's a republic, madam, if you can keep it, is better than, say, living under a king. And so I like our form of government. It's not that our government's, our republic failed. It's that we failed it. Don't judge a republic by what you see outside today. This is a despotism, a growing despotism.
Well, I think even right after they got the Constitution, the first act, didn't George Washington go to Western Pennsylvania and attack them because they didn't want to pay that whiskey tax? So all government is violent by nature.
Well, yeah, but
everything
do, sir, it's you know, it's easy to sit here and badmouth everything, and nothing's ever going to be perfect. But in the sum total, look, we were 4% of the population, got half the wealth, created almost all the patents. We were blessed. Judge the tree by its fruits. I mean, it's easy to just sit there on a high horse. I mean, if America's bad, well, what else would you suggest?
I think a total voluntary society.
Well, you can, that'll never happen. That's not human nature.
Well, what if everyone right now, everyone that's listening to you, what if you promoted everyone just to, like, take their license plate off their car? What if we all took our license?
Well, I am for stuff like that. I am for, you know, one kid says no at the school to an ID card, then they all say no. That has happened. I am for things like that. But still, we are a group creatures. We do get together in tribes. It's how we're wired. It's how we operate. So we need to have rules that are strictly controlled to control government, the most abusive thing in history. But to say, let's get rid of all government, that's just going to create a vacuum that will create something even worse. Thanks for the call. We can debate that later. We have to talk to someone first, though, when we get back from Homeland Security. It's going to save us, and I really look forward to hearing from them. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.